Parshas Va'ata Tetzaveh. The last word in Parshas Truma is Nechoshesh. L'chol Yistois Hechotzer Nechoshesh. And then it starts Va'ata. It's Yidua that Neshama is Rosh Teves, Neshama, Hevel, Sheis, Noyach, Moshe. That the Gilgal Neshama of Hevel was Sheis and Noyach, and they're the ones that Kipshutai Mitzad Pru Revuas Ha'aretz built up the world. Hevel was killed, and Sheis and Noyach are a Gilgal of Hevel, and then Moshe is a Gilgal, he's the one that brings down the Torah into this world. It's also a Gilgal of Hevel. So Neshama is Hevel, Sheis, Noyach, and then Moshe. So the remez is, the last word of Parshas Truma is Nechoshes. Nechoshes is Noyach and Sheis. And then is Va'ata. Va'ata is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Yadua doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name in Parshas Tetzaveh. Or Va'ata is Moshe. So it's Nechoshes, Va'ata is Noyach, Sheis, and Va'ata. And that's Oisi Ois Neshama. It's Yadua that always Parshas Tetzaveh comes out the same as the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar. And his name is not mentioned. The emes is Moshe Rabbeinu requested in Parshas Kisisa, Micheini Noah Misifracha. And the emes is he wanted to be Nechach in Gansen from the Torah, but it was Niskayim that Chach in one Parsha he's not mentioned. The reason it's Parshas Tetzaveh, there's a famous Moshe from the Dubna Magid, because there was an inevitable delay to this Einish. Moshe Rabbeinu asks that the Parsha, his name shouldn't be mentioned, and Hashem pushed it off. Until you can't push it off anymore. After Parshas Tetzaveh, you can't push it off. It's Nochmal Kisisa. So that's already a Galgal. So it's pushed off to Tetzaveh. The remez is, though, that Parshas Tetzaveh has 101 psukim. 101 is the inner letters of Moshe. You spell out Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Mem is Mem Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. Hey, well, hey is a few different ways, but we'll go Hey Aleph. So the inner letters of Moshe are Taka 101. The first parsha is the parsha of Menorah, and it says, "Kosis la'mor v'loy le'menachas." There's a vart, a yisoid in chinuch. If a person has to sometimes do kosis, he has to sometimes kvetch and chop and give musr and clap someone. But he should always realize that the kavana and the lave has to be nicker. That his matara is la'mor, to be moirer and mayor the person, and not le'menachas, not to be manchesim, not to be mashpalim. Yes, sometimes you need to give a kosis, but it should be lamar v'loy l'menachas. The pasuk says shemen zayi zoch. There's a chakira. What does it mean zoch? What should be zoch? The shemen or the zayis? Are we talking about a quality of a kind of a zayis that it should be a zayis that will lead to zach, or that the shemen is zach? So there's an interesting raya because it says va'ata tetzav. Rashi says l'shah and l'dayrus. You want to call it? L'shah and L'doyrus, L'chayr and L'shah, in the Midbar, there were no Atzei Zayit. L'chayr, the Shemen that they had in the Midbar was already prepared from Zayitim that was already there before. So the Zoch has to be on the Zayit, not on the Shemen. What's fascinating, though, is that the idea of Zayit Zoch, Zayit Be'etzim is Mesano, the Merirus. The Gemara says in Hayrish that if you eat Zayit, it's Goyrim L'shikha. Zayit is the Klipa. But inside the Zayit, is the Shemen, which represents the Oyer, the Oyer HaTorah, it's Bahaltin, it's the Oyer HaGomuz. The Shemen is Munach in the Zayis. It's Meramez on the Indian of Afilu Ba'astora, B'toicha Astora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nimsa, the Yisroin HaOyer Min HaKoyshef, that the Oyer comes, Taka, the Zayis represents the Klipa, and inside is Taka the Shemen. The Medrash over here says, Yidua, that Klal Yisrael is Limshalo to Shem and Zayis. The Pshat is because all other Mashkin are Misarvin Zebazet. Shem and Zayis is Tzof. Tzof, the Oyla, the Eine Misarv. That's the Soyed Hakiyim of Klal Yisrael. Tzof, the Oyla, the Eine Misarv with the other ones. There's an interesting Sfasemes that there's the first major theme in the parasha here is Menorah. And then Avada Barichas, we have the Big Day Kahuna. Parshas Tetzaveh is about the Big Day Kahuna. He says, that represents Moshe and Aaron. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Menorah, which is Torah Or, as opposed to Aaron, which represents the Big Day Kahuna, which represents Mitzvahs. Moshe is the Torah, Aaron is Mitzvahs. Also, Moshe is the Neshama, Me'erev HaGboiker, and he was murdered the Torah Min HaShemayim. Aaron is more Meramez on the Guf. the guf, it says through the big day kahuna here, it's alev aron, al metzach aron, al shnei kseifov, mitznefes al roishoy, tachshitim al gufoy. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the neshama is the medaber. Aaron represents the shtika. Lo matzasi la guf toy yosem shtika vayidem Aaron. And he says the emes is these two things, the deeper and the shtika, the guf and the neshama. Moshe and Aaron is zochar and shomar. B'shabes shneim is achdu ledaber echad. That's how he ties in the two themes of the parasha, the inyan of the menorah and the inyan of the big day kahuna. As Hakdama, to go a little bit into the gedarim of the big day kahuna, to do with is a machlokes in the sefer hamitzvos, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as one of the mitzvahs, the Tariyag mitzvahs. One of the Tariyag mitzvahs is Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban asks, if you're going to count it as a mitzvah, maybe there should be a separate mitzvah, Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hevyet. The Ramban argues, the Ramban learns that Big Day Kahuna is not be'etzem a mitzvah as of itself, it's a chelik of mitzvahs mikdash. Similarly, the Klei HaMikdash is a fascinating idea, it's a similar concept, it's l'shitosai. The Ramban doesn't count Mishkan, Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbeach Hazov, he doesn't count them as mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of upon him, Shulchan is part of that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Ketoiris. Mizbeach Hazov is part of Ketoiris. Menorah is the mitzvah of Lokas Menorah. The Ramban doesn't count the Asiyas Kalim as a mitzvah. Similarly, he doesn't count the Begodim as a mitzvah. Now, the Begodim are, you know, Big Day Kahuna, Lechavid, Lusifaris. We know as a standard, the Kohen Haggid has four Begodim, which really is a classic set, right? It's a Michnasayim, you have pants. Mitznefes is a hat. Avnet is a belt. And the Ksoinis is a jacket. That's basically what you got. You know, jacket, pants, hat. You know, what are you missing? Yeah? Kohen Gadol has four more. Kohen Gadol has those four, but then he has four more. Tzitz, Eifoit, Choshen, and Mil. So you do, the Gemara has a machloikis, the Avnet. The Avnet, what was it made out of? And the Gemara explains in Yuma Daf Yudbeis. Everyone's minded that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was made out of Klayim. We know that the Big Day Kohen Gadol, for sure, a few of them were not Klayim, and amongst them, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, Avada, was made out of Klayim. The Gemara also says that we know that the Kohen Gadol had Bazudir of Begodim on Yom Kippur, the Arba Big Day Lavan. He switched off to the Avodah's Pinim to do with Big Day Lavan. In the Big Day Lavan of Kohen Gadol, Avada, the Avnet, was Butz, was Pishton, was not Klayim, it was linen by itself. That's also less mandapola. So Avnet shall Kohen Gadol, shall call Ashona, the Vada is Klayim. Avnate of Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim is bevadei not klayim, but b'zeh nechukhu, it's a big machlokes in the sugya. Avnate of Kohen Hedit was Avnate of Kohen Hedit made out of klayim, which bechlal, does that mean, does Big Day Kohen Hedit have klayim? Besides the Avnate, for sure there's no klayim. The Hainim is itzad that the Kohen Hedit doesn't have klayim. The whole idea of klayim, the Big Day Kahuna, is by the Kohen Gadol. Or no, that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedit was in fact made out of klayim. That's a suffix in the Gemara. And again, the suffix is, was the Avnate of Kohen Hedit as though the Avnate of Kohen Gadol of Kol Yemei Seshon of the Big Day Zod? Or was it like the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol? The Gemara asks, Gemara knew it makes a cheshbin. We know that if the Kohen Gadol gets a psul on Yom Kippur, so he has to be yoyrit, if he's mace or nifsal, and you have to be machnas a new Kohen Gadol. You have to be mechanach a new Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara, how are you going to be mechanach him? You have to be mechanach him as a Kohen Gadol. So bishlema, if the Seder HaVoid of Yom Kippur that they were up to something about the Big Day Zohav, so wow, he's going to become a Kohen Gadol. He's going to put on Shmoyim HaGadol. Sitz, Eifoy, Chosh and Neil, he's going to put on the whole thing. He's going to become a Kohen Gadol. But if they're up to the Big Day Kohen Gadol of the Big Day Lavan, if that's the part of the Avodah they're up to, then Menchanchan Isefrek the Gemara. He's going to put on four Begodim. How is that expressing the Menchanich, exposing the fact that he's the Kohen Gadol? He's Sachakol wearing a regular Big Day Kohen Hedyot. And the Gemara speaks out. Bishlem, if you learn a regular Kohen Hedyot, a Gansior, is with the Avnate of Klayim. So then, oh, come on, he's not wearing Klayim now. Now he's wearing Big Day Lovin without Klayim. But if you learn that a Big Day Kohen Hedyot against Yor is not Klayim, it's exactly a replica of the Big Day Kohen Gadol. So frek the Gemara, b'me mechan chanoisa. So the Gemara gives a few options. First, it speaks out. It's totally what the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol, of the Kohen Hedyot was. The Gemara gives another option that he should put on Shmoyin of a Godin, and even though they're not up to that, we're up to the Big Day Lovin part, he should just go on to the Mizbeach and be Mahapach B'tzinura. Kohen Shehapach B'tzinura, Stamazo Yubizchayiv. You have to, he does something on the Mizbeach. Or the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, Aboy Dosoy Mechan Chosoy. He'll wear four begodim, which exactly looks like Big Day Kohen Hedyot. The begodim don't express anything unique. A regular Kohen Hedyot, a Gansio wears exactly Genoy that. Oh, but he's doing Avoid Pnim. The Avoid itself will be Mechanachim. As long as the Shaka Tire of the Gemara, but what's Mavur in this Gemara is that there are certainly no other chalukim between a Begad begodim of Kohen Hedyot and the Big Day Kohen Gadol of Lavan of Yom Kippur. Hare, if there would be other chalukim, then the Gemara could have exposed those. And the Pell is that there are. Pashtus, the hat on the Kohen Gadol is called a mitznefes, on the Kohen Hedi it's called a mikbas. Tosis in a few places, in Sukkah, in Yuma, in Menachis, in Erevin, the Rambam and Kli Mikdash, it's a different hat. The tzura of the hat of the Kohen Gadol and the tzura of the hat of the Kohen Hedi is different. So why is the Gemara getting uptight, even if the avnet of the Kohen Hedi is not klein and it's exactly like the Big Day Lavana, but there's still a chilek. Lagabi the hat, it's wrapped up in a different way. They're both turban style hats, not a borsalino. But it's either way, it's the same style. So the emphasis, you can make a cheshbon. The Rishayim explained the reason why the Kohen Gadol's hat is different than the Kohen Hedi is because the Kohen Gadol's hat has to take into factor the tzitz and tefillin. And the Kohen Hedyot has tefillin, but no tzitz. Yeah, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, by the Arab Big Day Lavan, no tzitz, no tefillin. So technically, it could be that even if the Kohen Gadol's hat is different than the Kohen Hedyot, that's only on the rest of the year. But it could be the Big Day Lavan hat is Kenzayin is the same. Another chiluk is Lagabi the Ksoines. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Ksoines Tashbis. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the Ksoines of the Kohen Gadol, even by the Arab of them, was tashbeit, a certain kind of woven style that the Kohen Hedyot wasn't. You have to know if that's market, but if it is, so then we have another chiluk between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. Now we have a Gemara in Zvachin Peiches. It's also a Gemara in Erech and Daf Tezayin, but the Gemara says in both of those places, Amrav Ani Bar Sosayin, Loma Nismacha Parshas Karbonos LaParshas Big Day Kahuna Loi Malacha Ma Karbonos Mechaprin Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprin. Actually, if you look at the two Gemaras, Zvachin Peiches and Erech and Tezayin, there's a small shinoi, Rekveger, Bamerks it. Is it Loma Nismacha Parshas Karbonos LaParshas Big Day Kahuna? Or Loma Nismacha Parshas Big Day Kahuna LaParshas Karbonos? It's a difference. Are we referring to Parshas Tetzave? Where Parshas Tetzave, the first half of the Parsha, first it discusses the Big Day Kahuna, and then it discusses the Shivas Yimei Miluyim, which is Karbonos? Or is it Bechlal referring to Parshas Tzav, where in Parshas Tzav, first it discusses the Karbonos, and then it goes and discusses the Big Day Kahuna? But either way, it's Mavur that there's a Hekesh, and the Gemara learns out that the Begodim HaMechaper, and most Rishonim were referring specifically to the Big Day Kohen Gadol, a Bazundar Adin and Big Day Kohen Gadol, Yesh Lodin, Lagabi Big Day Kohen Hedyot. But in the Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Gemara actually goes through the Rishima that every one of the Shemayim Begodim is Mechaper on a certain Chet. And the Gemara says like this, the Ksoines is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin, and because like it says by Yosef, by the Ksoines Pasim, by Yishchatu Es Seira Izan, by Yitbos HaKsoines Badam, so Ksoines is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. The Mechnasayim is Mechaper on Gilei Arayis, it's Mechasa the Erva. Mitznefes is Mechaper on Gasei HaRuach. The Avnet is Mechaper on Hirur HaLev, because it's by the Lev. The Choshen is on Dinim, Choshen HaMishpat. The Eifoid is Mechaper on Avoy Dezor. The Me'il is Dover Shebekoil, it makes noise, so it's Mechaper on Loshen Hora. And the Tzitz is Mechaper on Azos Panam. Azoy Zok the Gemara. Besides that the Gemara speaks at those eight, the Gemara shtells on two of the details. First the Gemara shtells on Shvichas Domin. You're telling me that Shvichas Domin, the Ksoinus is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. In fact, the Gemara, Egla Rufa is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that depends if it's Yodaman Katli or Lo Yodaman Katli. By Yodaman Katli, it's the Ksoinus. Lo Yodaman Katli, it's the Egla Rufa. To which the Gemara then asks, you're telling me that Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara? Hare, we have a Makar that Ketoiris is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, it depends if it's Tzin or for Hesia, if it's Dover Shebekoil or not. That's how the Gemara goes through the Shaka Batari. Now, it's a shaila whether the Big Day Kohen Hedyot is also mechaper and has that facet. Now another thing though that the Pesukim says is that the Begodim side of Big Day Kohen Hedyot and the Big Day Kohen Gadol lechavod ulesifaris, and that's a halacha. Kenzayin even leikuvah in Rambam state that the sugi and zvakim in the second parak that the Big Day Kohuna have to be chadoshim noim mishul shalom kederet Begodim hagdoyim shenemer lechavod ulesifaris. If they're metushtesh or mekuroyim or arukin yoisim ridai or ktsarim yoisim ridai, it's a chesaron, it's a psul because it's not lechavod ulesifaris. Which is very interesting. The Rambam is a bore that Kotzer Yosem Yidai or Oruch Yosem Yidai, it's a chasaron and covered in Sepharis. It's puzzle, but it's covered in Sepharis. Other Rishonim learn, no, it's worse. It's Mechusr Begodim. It's Meyutr Begodim. There's a big difference. Mechusr Begodim is Chayiv Misa. It's Mechavul Da'avoyah. What about if he's wearing a Beged Oruch or Kotzer Yidai? Is that a chasaron of Mechusr Begodim? The Koyin Sha'ovet, the Mechusr Begodim is Bizarus. Ain't Begodim Allah, ain't Kunosei Allah. He's Chayiv Misa. Or is it only a psul or covered with Sepharis? It's a big machlekes Rishonim. You have to know, Bechlal, everything you eat to Begodim, you can't wear an extra undershirt, you can't wear, what about glasses? What about the contact lenses? Certainly not a yarmulke, no extra yarmulke of any sort. black velvet? No, just it's not. It's no, no extra. In describing the beget, the choshen, the pasuk says that the size of the choshen was zeres orka and zeres rokbe. There's a shalom to be shining. What does zeres mean? In Rambam state that a zeres is a half of an amma. Zeres is a half of an amma. Rashi in Erevin says, Tosfos Erevin brings that a zeres is two tvachim, right? Half of an amma is three tvachim. A zeres, Rashi says, is two tvachim. So it's machlokes whether it's three tvachim or two tvachim. There's a very interesting thing. In Shnois Eliyahu, in the Pirush in the Mishnayos, and Arla Perakimel, he explains all of the midos of measurements are all from the Guf HaAdam of an Adam Beinoni. As a matter of fact, an Amma means from the elbow till the Amma. The middle finger is called Amma. And the Chahena, all the different, there's a Shear of Etzpa, a few Etzbois to each Tefach, that's the Shear of Etzpa, specifically the second one. Zeres explains the Goyim, Lesman the Polik, Zeres means the span between the pinky, the zeres, that's why it's called zeres because that's the makar, till the thumb. The question is, he says, how can there be a machlokes if it's two tvachim and three tvachim? He says, is it a straight line across or around where the other fingers are? And he says, that's the machlokes. The Rambam says it's around, and that comes to three tvachim of an Adam Beinoni. And Rashi, Tosfos and Erev, and Achavalf are going that it's a straight line across, so it's two tvachim. The choshen has the Shtemesrei Avonim, the Avnei HaChoshen. Each one of the Avnei HaChoshen represents a different concept, and it also represents a different Shevet. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, how you work out the Shvatim to the Avonim, in which Seder do you go. But it's interesting, you know, it says Tarshish Vishoyham. So there's an interesting deal when it's describing the different Avonim. Tarshish Vishoyham. So the Meshech Chochma says, he's going according to the Cheshbon, Shoyam is Yosef, and Tarshish is Asher. He says, Yosef was connecting himself to the Bnei HaShvachas. So it's Tarshish Vishoyam. He connects himself to the Bnei HaShvachas. But he says something interesting also. Pashat Tarshish Shoyam, you can't say it. You have to have a Vav, because otherwise there's two shins. It's like by Kriyashma, you can't have the same letter. And he says, Oy Bazoi, that's why in Parshas Pekudei it does say Tarshish Shoyam. Because Parshas Pekudei is not, I mean, we lay in Parshas Pekudei, yes, of course, as we lay in Parshas Tetzaveh, but Parshas Tetzaveh is Moshe Rabbeinu talking, telling them what Hashem said, and therefore he has to say Tarshish Vishoyam, so he shouldn't say the Shin connected. But Parshas Pekudei is B'chol not Moshe Rabbeinu talking, it's the Torah saying what it was. Now, Vada, when we lay in it, be careful, separate the Shins, but there's no reason to put in the Vav. Now, according to most Rishonim, that the Evan of Shoyam is Yosef, that's a fascinating idea, because the only Evan that besides being on the Yud Beis Avnei HaChoshen is also an Evan on the Ephod, Avnei Shoyham, right? There's the Avnei Miluyim, that's the 12 Avonim on the Mamali the Choshen, and then separately there's the Evan HaShoyham. Not Bechinom is Yosef's Evan, the one that also represents the one that has all the Shvatim. The Avnei Ephod, of course, there were two Avonim, and they had all 12 names of the Shvatim. The reason is because Yosef is a Shevet HaKlal. Yosef, we discussed this, Arichas, in the end of Pasefer Bereishis, Yosef is a shtickle like an Av. He has two Shvatim. He has Ephraim and Menashe. Yosef is not Stamer of the Shevet. He's a Shevet Koilel. And in certain Yonim, he has more than the other Shvatim. So Punkt, his Evan is the one that also has the Shem Kloli of all the Avonim. This expresses itself in a few different things. But it's very interesting. The Pashtus, on the Avnei Ephod, the Yerushalmi Big Spice brings it in sight that there were 25 letters on each one of the two Avnei Ephod. And in order to get to 25, first of all, according to some sheet, it says Bin Yamin, Ben on one side, Yamin on the other side. So therefore, that's why it says Ben Ksef of Shachin on Bin Yamin, because he was on both shoulders. But Yosef also, it says Yehosef. In order to work out that it's exactly that amount of letters, it says Yehosef. But we also know that on the Avnei HaChoshen, besides that it said the names of the Shvatim, it also said Avraham Yitzchak V'yakoyv Shifte Yeshurin. That's in order to have all the Chav Beis Oisiyos, because you want to be able to have that if the Urim V'Tumim is going to be Meir, a message, you need to have all the different letters. Now, where does it say Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shifte Yeshurin? So the emes is in Rambam state, and Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says that on Reuven's stone it said Avram Yitzchak V'yakoyv, and on Binyamin's stone it said Shifte Yeshurin. As I state in Rambam. But the Baal HaTurim, and many Rishonim, but everyone quotes the Baal HaTurim, the Machlokes Rambam in the Torah. The Baal HaTurim says no, that in fact each one of the Avnei HaChoshen had exactly six letters, and work it out. The Mashal Reuven is five letters, so it said Reuven Aleph, the Aleph of Avram. Shimon is five letters, so it said Shimon Beis. Levi is three letters. So, not Gimel, no. It said three more letters. Resh Hei Mem of Avraham. And so on. That's where it gets Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, if you work that out, it comes out that Binyamin had six letters, so that's fine. And Yosef had the last two letters, Vav Nun of Yeshurun. Shifte Yeshurun. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shifte Yeshurun. Come to Christ, on Yosef's stone in the Choshen, it said Vav Nun of Yeshurun. And in the Ephod, he had an extra hay. And that's a very interesting pshat that the Haflo says, that the Gemara says in Soito, when Yosef HaTzadik was being oimed in the Nesoyin of Eishas Paitifar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sends him a message, he sees the most diuk neshal over that, and Yaakov is telling him, do you want to fall, or do you want to stay with all your brothers and be written on the Avni HaKoshen, or do you want that it should be written on you, as the Pasuk says, V'roya Zoynos Ya'abin Hoin, Loshon HaPasuk, V'roya Zoynos Ya'abin Hoin. Yes, he's going to lose Hoin, he's going to lose the Hay of Yehoisef, and he's going to lose the Vav Nun of Yeshur. And that's what he was telling him, Ya'abed Hoin. There's another pshat, the Chassam Soif makes a beautiful cheshbon. Why is the Mustiyukne of Yaakov coming to tell Yosef to stay? So the emphasis is Azeh. The Gemara says in Yuma that it says the names of the Shvatim on the stones. So the Gemara, but that's not all the letters, you're missing a couple of letters. So the Gemara said, you're right, it also says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But the emphasis is there's a cheshbon, and not that it said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yeshurun. In fact, besides the names of the Shvatim, it also said the name of the stone. It said the name of the stone. We'll work out some of the cheshbon, which letters are still missing. If it says the names of the shvatim, and it says the names of the stones, there's still one or two letters missing. We'll get it, but we'll see. Now, the only place where it says samach in the names of the shvatim and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yeshurun is Yosef. If Yosef is out, then we'll work out how to fill in the extra letters, but you have to bring back in Sapir. You have to bring back in the names of the stones. And when the Pasuk says, V'ha'avonim ki al shmosh b'nei Yisrael, that either means the name of the Avos, V'ha'avonim means the Avos, or names of the stones. Yaakov Avinu has an Negius. If Yosef is ousted, then the only Samach available is Sapir, which will reinstate the name of the stones, not the names of the Avos, and then Yaakov's not going to be on the Avonim either. So Yaakov has an Negius that Yosef shouldn't be Ma'abed, because if you're going to lose the Samach of Yosef, you're going to end up having to bring back Sapir. Now that idea that there's a dilemma whether the names of the Avonim should be on the stones or the names of the Avos is Gecheshbin in a fascinating Cheshbin of the Chassam Sofer from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel Halt Kop. The Gemara says that the names of the Shvatim are on the stones. Now truth be said, if you want to know which letters are missing if you don't have only the names of the Shvatim on the stones, trust me, what you're missing is Ches, Tes, Tzadi, and Kuf. Those are the four letters that are not in the names of the Shvatim, and of course you have them in Yitzchak and Shivtei. You're sure, and that's where you get the Ches, Tes, Tzadi, and Kuf. That's the fact. The names of the Shvatim has all the letters. It's missing Ches, Tes, Tzadi, and Kuf, and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shivtei Yeshurun covers you for that. That's true. But listen to what Gemara. The Gemara Rima says it says the names of the Shvatim, and that's how the Urim and Tumim is going to be mayor. Fret the Gemara, but there's no Tzadi. That's the Gemara. There's no Tzad. There's no Ches either. There's no Tes either. But that's not what the Gemara asks. The Marsha asks the Kash. Everyone asks the Kash. But that's the Gemara. For the Gemara, there's no Tzad. So the Gemara, no problem. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. For the Gemara, yeah, but there's no Tes. They could have asked the Tes in the beginning. The Gemara says, Shifte Yishon. No, okay. Posh, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Shifte Yishon. We go in order. The Kash was based on what we knew the Teretz was going to be. Or but the Chassam Sofer says, no Mavel Alarayim. He says in the beginning it said the names of the Shvatim and also the names of the stones. The Ha'avon Tiyach Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael. And you have a Tes, Pitada. And you have a Ches, Achlama. And you have a Kuf, Barekes. For the Gemara, there's no Tzadik. So for the Gemara, you're right. There's no Tzadik. We have to change the Pshat. Take out the names of the stones. Instead, put the names of the Avos. For the Gemara, oh, but now you lost the test from Pitada. So the Gemara, okay, so it's that Shifte Yeshurun. That's the cheshbon of the Gemara. But we cheshbon earlier that the Samach of Yosef would have been at the end of the Parsha. You have the Mizbeach Azov, which is very interesting because all the other Klei HaMishkan were already mentioned in the previous parash in Truma. Now we did Menorah, Menorah said, Adlokas Neiris, and we went through the Big Day Kahuna. And all the way after Big Day Kahuna, and after Shivasi Meiluyim, and the whole Geshichta, Farsisa Mizbeach Miktar Ketoris, why does the Mizbeach Ketoris stand alone It's very fascinating, this idea. It needs a pirish. So you have to know what to say. The first one talk about it. But there's something interesting. Mizbeach Ketoris stands alone. Mizbeach Ketoris, first one, Mizbeach Ketoris, exactly not like the Aron, is everything Bishlamus. The Aron, all the Midas were Chetzi, but most of the other Kalim was partial, some Chetzi, some not. The Mizbeach Ketoris is one by one by two. It's pure Shlamus. But there's also very interesting. In the Beis HaMikdash, Shloimeh HaMelech made 10 Menoiris. Besides the classic, the Menoira, Shloimeh HaMelech made 10 more Menoiris. Shloimeh HaMelech made 10 more Shulchanos. More Menoiris, Mishnais in Menoiris. He also made Kruvim Gedoilim. Besides the Kruvim that were on the orange, Shloimeh HaMelech made huge Kruvim, Ki Yidua, Psukim in Melochim. He did not alter or touch, not alter, he did not touch them as Mizbeach Ketoris. It is as it was. He did not make an extra, a bigger change, more, not the Kamas, not the Echa. The Mizbeach Ketoris is its state alain. It's an egg in the darga. You have to know what's within them. What's interesting is that there's a Gemara in Ksubis. Everyone knows Ksubis Daf Test. They learn Ksubis Daf Test very beginning. Then they skip to Daf Yud Aleph. But there's a sugi on Daf Yud in Ksubis. The Gemara says in Ksubis Daf Yud, yeah? Omer of Elazar, Mizbeach, Meziach, Mezin, Mechabiv, Mechaper. As I say in Gemara, Ksubis Daf Yud. Mizbeach, Meziach, Mezin, Mechabiv, Mechaper. And the Mashal even explains, Meziach is going on the Ketoris. It's Mesa, the Avoinus, and the Gezeris. Mezin, it brings Parnosa. The Tomid brings down Parnosa. Mechabiv is Karban Shlomim, and Mechaper is Mechaper the Avoinus Chathas and Oshem. I'll say that to But I'm going to want to say that the Gemara over here, Omer Abelazim Mizbeach Meziach, Mezin, Mechabiv, Mechaper, is specifically talking about Mizbeach Ketoris. It's hard to know in the Oiz Vahadar, Friedman, new fancy Gemaras, like which Pasuk it says, Mizbeach. They're not Mitzayan a Pasuk. Is it going on the Mizbeach HaChitzon or is it going on the Mizbeach HaKetoris? We know, though, that Mizbeach HaKetoris has these four mems. There's a going that says that, it says, Vatikach Tzipoyer Tzor, Vatichres Es Orlas Banoa, Vatoymer Ki Chazan Domi Matoli. That's when Tzipoyer did the Bris Mila, because we know that the Ramos says that the Sandik is like a Mizbeach HaKetoris, because it says Chazan Domim, Domim is Dalid Memim, the four mems, because the Mizbeach HaKetoris is parallel to Bris Mila, which is the Dalid Mems, and that the Sandik is like Mizbeach HaKetoris, and the Moyel is like the one that's Matir HaKetoris, and it's a school of La Ashiris, and the Akedah, according to many of Farshim, was not with the Mokum of the Mizbeach, and the Farshim was in fact, but it was Mizbeach HaKetoris, it was Man Mincha, which is the Iker's Man of Ketoris, and that's, it's a whole thing, you have to know the Ketoris state of an Egen
Zach. That's when Tzavar Lefan,
the... Tzavar is on the Afer of the Akedah, not the
Afer Akedah. Like Teres. It's tougher.
No, tougher not like Teres. Tougher not. There's a tapuach on the Mizbeach. It's Parshas Zachar, and we know that the Gemara says in Megillah that you're supposed to be Kairei the Inyonim of Amalek. Amalek is Be'etzim. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. Shileishim Beloi Ribeim, and the Gemara says, Ksoiv Zoisikar and Basefer, and it learns out that there are really four places in Tanakh where it talks about Amalek, and the emes is, if you'll keep cheshen, we lay all of them in the next few days. We have it in Parshas Beshalach, which we're going to lay on Purim Boi Bayoim. We have Parshas Kiseitze, which is the Haftorah of Parshas Zohar. Then you have the story in Shmuel with Agag, which is going to be the Haftorah of Parshas Zohar. And then there's that issue of Esther, Kisvuni L'Doiris, that Esther is the 24th Sefer of the Svarim HaKadoshim of Tanakh. And that's the fourth place where we talk about Mechias Amalek. So we are going to lay all four of them over the next few days. But there's a shayla when we know the kiyum of Parshas Zohar, Zohar is Hashem Hamalek. That Iker Bibu Makayim, when we lay on Shabbos, we're going to lay Parshas Kiseitze. The Morgan Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Pei Hey says that who are then if someone lays Parshas Beshalach, which is the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim, that also is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. Lav Dafki, you have to have in mind for Parshas Kiseitze, you can have in mind for Parshas Beshalach. It's an afkamina because we know that you're supposed to do Zohar at least once a year because Shikha is 12 months. What do you do when it's an Ibriar? So you could say the famous Shuvas Chasam Sofer that the Metzius changes and the Teva is different when it's an Ibriar, but you could also say that you have in mind by Parshas Kiseitze in the summertime when you're laying it, or, no, you also have Parshas Beshalach. And the question is, does Beshalach count as well? The Morgan Avraham says in Tafresh Behek, laying Parshas Beshalach also suffices, considered a kiyum of Parshas Zohar. The Mishnah Berurah is Chayuk. Afanar, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Morgan Avraham and he's Chayuk. He says, no, in Parshas Beshalach, which is the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim, There's no mention of the Mulchama. It doesn't mention that we're mechuyev to be moichek and moichek and amalek. It says the bad things amalek did to us. But it doesn't say that we have to go ahead and be moichek neged amalek. The Mulchama neged amalek is only mentioned in Pashas Kisaitse. So I heard an interesting psak. Women are so chayiv in Mikra Megillah, and there's a big shayla, they chayiv in Parshas Zohar. So it's not so poshut. Are they chayiv in Melchemes Amalek? They're not chayiv in Melchemes Amalek. Ain't dark and shalosh and bemulchama. So then the question is, are they chayiv in Zechiras Amalek? So it depends. Is Zechiras Amalek to be ma'or the sinner in order to do the Melchama, or it's a din farzach? So a Dover Nechmad, a woman who, for whatever reason, can't make it to Shabbos Zohar, but she comes to shul to hear Megillah. She comes a few minutes early. She hears Kriyas Torah of Parshas B'Shalach. A woman in the Monashach B'Vadi could be saying from the Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram says Yoytzeh with Parshas B'Shalach. What's the tzad, the dingarai of the Mishnah Brura, why Parshas B'Shalach doesn't suffice? Because we don't mention the Mulchama. They say that Akamadat, who says you have to mention the Mulchama? It's a din to mention the bad things Amalek did. It's a din of the Mulchama. Oh, it's a din of the Mulchama. So woman on Achayim. The tzad to say woman Achayim is that it's an egin, a din that's not totally in the Mulchama. Bobim means that that's true, that Avad, the woman could be Yotze with Parshas B'Shalach. So that would be an interesting psak, that Memonashek, they could be Yotze with Parshas B'Shalach, which was mentions the bad story of Amalek. Now, Vimit V'Avad, we have to be Moichik. Zechar Amalek, the Yisoyed of Amalek, it's Kipshutai, his mom, Shemachamel, Lahari, the Abi, that's what he wanted to do to us. But the Sforim explained that the Yisoyed of Amalek is that he makes a pagam in Emuna. Amalek already, the Shirish of Amalek is already in the Nachash HaKadmoni that said, Ha'achosh Hishiani. Hishiani is Yesh and Ayin, because that's exactly what Amalek does. He creates a Suffolk. Amalek, Gematria, Suffolk, 240. Amalek is Suffolk. He creates a Suffolk. Yesh or Ayin? Yesh or Ayin? That Suffolk, that unknown, that there's no clarity, Behirus, exactly what I have to do. Nasa v'nishma. No. He cools it off, Karcha Baderach, and it's a Suffolk. Amalek is also Gematria Rom, 240. Amalek is 240, Gematria Suffolk, Gematria Rom. Gaiva, because that's what Gaiva is. When there's a Mokam of Suffolk, then you could be a Balgaiva. If a person has a Muna Behira, he could have Gaiva. He knows where he's holding, clapping the Bari Oilam. When you create the suffix of Amalek, the Yesh Me'ayin, that also creates Rum. Not an English Rum, that's something else. Rum is Gaiva. Amalek is also Gematria Dollar. I have no idea what the Hezbollah that is, 240. And also Mas Hachnosa, but I almost know what that is. Now, that's Amalek. Amalek creates that suffix and creates that uncertainty. Now, what we really need to know when we get our certainty on Purim, when we're Moichik to Amalek, is that we have to work like this. First of all, you know, Klal Yisrael, everything that Klal Yisrael does has to do with a brand. You have to do with an Eish. And if you take out Eish from Yisrael, take out the Aleph and the Shin, what are you left with? From the Yisrael, if you got the Aleph and the Shin, what are you left with? Reish Yud and Lamed. That's 240. Gematria Amalek. Then it's Karcha. If it's not with Eish, then Fakert, then it's going to be... then it's going to be Amalek. Now, what people don't understand, and that's the whole suffix of Yesh Me'ayin, is that the Gemara says in Brachas that Amalek is like the Yetzahara, is his chosim is the Zvuv. Because the Zvuv, the Yetzahara, is Yoshev B'Pischei Aleif. You know what the Zvuv does? The Zvuv can fall, the Gemara says, can fall on a Sefer Torah and take away a tiny little... Kutzai shal yod and change pshat. But not stam change pshat. The difference between Hashem Echad and El Acher. The difference between Echad and Acher. El Acher, by the way, is Gematria 240. Amalek. El Acher. Not Kel Acher. You know, the Aleph. But the difference between the Dalet and the Reish is a Kutzai shal yod is nothing. But that's what the Zvuv does. But it's a world of difference if it's Hashem Echad or not. Because the Zvuv takes away that Nakuda and turns it into Kelacher instead of being a Shem Echad. And the Bnei Yisrael explained that's what already happened by the Chet Eitz Hadas. It says, Koitz v'dar dar. Dar dar. The difference between the Dal and the Reish. The difference between the Dal and the Reish is a Kutzei Shal Yud. The extra Kutzei Shal Yud turns the Reish into a Dalet. Koitz is 196. The difference between Reish and Dalet is 196. Koitz v'dar dar. That's the way to have that hakara, to be makpid on every kutzei shel yud, but to have clarity. And when you have that clarity, then you have, there's a meridika Yisoid that I heard from Rav Asher. It's a Mamash Rav Asher L'shitasa. Everyone knows that there's two mahalchim, two dinim in the Gemara. It says Hamelech, sometimes it means the tzugang is Hamelech means the Achshverish. And then there's a tzugang that it means Melech Malchim, Melech Makadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillah, the heavy, but Hamelech in the Megillah. So he says there's tzvei dinim. So a lot of times Rav Asher says, Oitzadar Rishus, Efsher. It's not tzvei dinim. It's one din. If you have the Akorah, the Hamelech Achshverish is just a puppet. It's all Melech Malchim, Melech Makadosh Baruch Hu. When you have that Behirus, Efsher ken memetziah zayin, that it's not tzvei dinim. It's not tzvei certain Hamelech. It's one Hamelech, Melech Malchim, Lochem. It's not who created the Yesh Me'ayin, and the dollar is irrelevant, and there's no suffix, and Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Em Yerz Hashem on Tainus Esther, 2 o'clock, will be a share on Inyoni Purim Megillah. That's Monday. Sign for the pros and sign for the book. Over here, 2 o'clock.